Call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, January 13th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Down in Lansing on Friday, the new incoming Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. I got to tell you, so far, this guy is actually impressing me. The rule changes, the reduction in the number of committees, getting rid of the process of how bills have to be cleared through the House Ways and Means Committee. That's gone. Now goes directly to him, the Speaker of the House. He then assigns it to a committee. I believe three or four less committees, 50 less state representatives in committees. Also, one thing I'm sure Dave Agin will be very happy to hear, if a bill gets assigned to a committee, and after, I believe he said, 60 or 90 days, if it doesn't move in the committee process, the bill will be given back to the state representative, and they'll be able to make changes to it and resubmit it. It's not moving for some reason, something's wrong with it. Pull it back, give it back to the rep, say, here, fix your bill and resubmit. Some very good commonsensical rule changes being implemented by the new incoming Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. One of the rule changes was announced on Friday by the House Business Office Director, Doug Simon. State House employees, the staff members who work in the Anderson House Office building, well, starting today, Monday, under a rule change, they, the State House employee staffers, will be allowed to carry firearms in the House Office building. The change in policy comes at the direction of House Speaker Matt Hall. Michigan Legal Counsel signed off on the change as well, according to a letter. The move comes after former House Speaker Joe Tate banned the staff from bringing weapons into the Anderson House office building, which is where most House members have their offices. Democrats also successfully pushed the Capitol Commission to ban firearms from the Capitol building. This is not the House building where the state reps hold their offices. They don't hold their offices in the Capitol. They're across the street at the Anderson building. In the Senate, during the lame duck session, the senators passed legislation to ban weapons not only from the Capitol, but the Binsfield office building and the House office building. A exception was written into the bill for properly licensed legislators, state reps and state senators, not the staffers. Well, it passed in the Senate, but the bill was never taken up in the House lame duck session under Speaker Joe Tate. It died in the House. Getting quote of the day for Friday afternoon, former state representative, now a staffer, Beau LaFave. He is currently a staff person for state representative Greg Mark Cannon, Republican from the 110th up in Hancock. Well, he made another famous little quip. Quote, "Oh, thank goodness. I've spent the last 2 years trying to figure out how to smuggle all these guns out of here," end quote, said Lefebvre. So now they will be able to openly carry firearms in the Anderson building. Pretty interesting move by Matt Hall, the incoming speaker. Doesn't sound like he's going to be taking up the banning of the firearms that the Senate passed anytime soon. Statement came out by Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Friday. This is kind of an interesting one. While the state officials announced Friday morning a combined $1.7 billion more in revenue this year and next fiscal year, based on numbers reached at Friday's consensus revenue estimating conference. For the current fiscal year, 2025, the numbers are looking like $588.7 million, more than that was projected last year, and $770.4 million more than what was even estimated in May. Additionally, for the upcoming fiscal year 2026, they're estimating $1.2 billion more than last year's, along with $910 million more from May's estimates. When the numbers are all stirred into the sauce, Budget Director Jen Flood said, "The general fund estimates are going up $614 million one time and $591 million thereafter. Additionally, the school aid fund is going to get $301.8 million more. The new estimates were scaled back from the Senate Fiscal Agency's original estimates earlier last week, due in large part to much of the less optimistic forecasts coming from the Department of Treasury." Well, in looking these numbers over, looking at these projections, Governor Gretchen Whitmer made some statements. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats, in hearing these new projections, came out and put on a press conference. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and fellow Democrats celebrated Friday's numbers as proof that the economy has been doing just fine under their policies and those of President Joe Biden. State Treasurer Rachel Eubanks said Michigan's economy is showing positive signs, inflation is starting to slow down, and incomes are starting to grow again. Eubanks went on to say, "We are in a great position as the budget process begins for fiscal year 2026. Going into 2025, Whitmer suggested that the state will build on the work they've done since I took office. We will cut taxes by $1 billion for seniors and working families, reinvest in our workers and businesses, and lower costs for families on everything from school meals to housing, to child care." Specifically, Flood was asked where the extra money would be spent. See, this is the way Democrats think. You got extra money? Well, how can we spend it? Not give a refund to the taxpayers of Michigan. No, they know better what to do with the money. Well, Flood answered, saying, "You can expect the governor to continue to double down on issues that matter most to Michiganders and make a real difference in their lives," she said. "So we will be focused on lowering costs, growing the economy, and helping kids learn." Well, then they were asked about tax cuts. flood's response. We're proud of the tax relief that we've provided to seniors and working families over the last year. I would say it's safe to assume that those will continue in this year's budget, and we will have other proposals on lowering our costs. Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony said the projections of this new revenue allow us to sustain vital funding and continue addressing the real challenges facing working families, end quote, said Anthony. Now all of a sudden the Democrats are all concerned about working families. Kind of interesting. Well, on the Republican side, the Republicans are definitely eyeing some tax cuts and more defined funding for roads. If the economy is chugging along so well, why are our constituents still hurting? That's the question Senator John Bumstead and Senator Lana Tice asked after sitting through Friday's CRC's meeting, listening to the revised estimates. Bumstead said inflation is slowing, but it went up so much during COVID, they're still digging out of it. That's what I'm seeing and hearing in my district. People are still hurting. Well, the two senators recommended giving money back to taxpayers, as well as making a much bigger investment in roads. Friday's CRC took place without a House Appropriation Chair, since Matt Hall has yet to name one. Two Republicans chimed in on the money spending conversation with press releases. They were State Representative Sarah Leitner of Springport and last term's House Appropriation Committee Chair Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township. He, by the way, is one of Hall's chief lieutenants. Leitner's statement, she suggested using the revenue boost to tackle crumbling roads first, but also said some of that money needs to go back into the pockets of Michiganders. We'll wrap this story up the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Wrapping up this story about estimated increases in revenue. CRC held their meeting on Friday, coming out with projections. This is all this is projections. Not really sure exactly how much money is going to come into the state treasury, but this is supposedly $1.2 billion additional over and above what they thought was coming in. Now, Aragona, one of the very conservative state representatives from Clinton Township, he's also one of Matt Hall's chief lieutenants, said it's time that we are committed to ensuring that these dollars are going to be spent wisely with accountability and in ways that will make a real difference in the lives of our residents. Aragona said, regardless of how much of a revenue surplus is projected, he still thinks spending should go down, not up. He argued that there is room within the budget to find more money for the roads. I'm going to stop right there. You guys want to talk to somebody who's got a master's in business, was the former chair of the Transportation Committee, and can tell you exactly where to find the dollars? You guys need to get a hold of Dave Ajma. Hire Dave as a consultant to contract, consult you guys in the funding of this new budget coming for roads. Dave will have some great ideas. Pay him to come in and analyze and look at the books and to look at the money that's available not only in the state but in Washington and tell you how to do it. Some of you guys that are in Lansing right now, some of you don't even know who Dave Ajma is. Term limited out, his experience is drastically needed in Lansing right now when it comes to roads and transportation and funding these things. Aragona went on to say, we were willing to make a road funding deal during the lame duck session, but the Democrats who controlled the House refused to even negotiate with us, which is why we walked out. Speaker Hall understands leverage, and he knows you cannot want something more than the other guy. That's a lesson straight out of The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump, Aragona said. You bet it is. It wasn't easy to walk out because a lot of our members had perfect voting records, but we had to send a message. Aragona also talked about the clawback language from the House passed version of the fiscal year 2025 budget that would have pulled funding for a $20 million grant that the grantee received, turning around, ending up in purchasing a $4,500 coffee maker. That, of course, was one of the Democrats who had a little side business going, who was awarded a $20 million grant from us, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan. Well, Aragona said, expect, and you can bet on it, that you will see that clawback language in the next upcoming budget. And this time, it's going to stay in. Why? Because the Republicans have the majority in the House. And that's where the budget begins. Aragona made a specific mention in his remarks regarding new House Rule 52, which requires lawmakers to list the sponsor's name, the recipient, and purpose of any enhancement grants, and said that the Senate will have to follow the rule too, otherwise those enhancement grants will not survive in a conference committee. Specifically targeting that Democrat that took advantage of that $20 million grant. He went on to say, we are going to look forward to taking a deeper look at what the House is thinking throughout the year, and we will make improvements. Well, Flood, on the other side, said that even though road funding didn't make it across the finish line last year, they'll be picking those conversations back up to find a long-term road funding formula this year. No one will be surprised that fixing the damn roads is going to continue to be the priority for the governor, Flood said. Well, there she is, still campaigning for governor, like she did back in 2018. Governor, it's 2025. 7 years. You're going on 7 years as being our governor. It's about time you work with the Republicans who are forcing you basically at gunpoint to fix the damn roads. Pretty interesting. Budget Director Jen Flood making the comments on behalf of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. That's it. That story's done. Hour number one is done. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
You have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau.